Well, it turns out that some of the protests against stay-at-home orders that are popping up across the country aren't as grassroots as they seem. Many have gotten a boost from conservative organizers online, something called astroturfing. Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now, has that story. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
And first of all, just remind us what astroturfing is.
Right. So put simply, astroturfing is this process where you try to disguise the origins of a highly coordinated or organized effort or message by making it seem like it's a much more kind of spontaneous grassroots thing. Grassroots is the real thing. Astroturfing, of course, is fake grass, right? So this has been happening forever, but it's happening more frequently and to greater effect, basically because the internet, as they say. You can see examples of astroturfing everywhere from Amazon product reviews to online petitions to political organizing. And it can be confusing because astroturfing sometimes happens at the same time as grassroots efforts. So it can be hard to tell the difference.
And why do people think that there's astroturfing happening with these protests against stay-at-home orders?
Right. So these protests first started popping up around the country, Michigan, Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and people on internet forums started to notice that a lot of the online presences of these protest groups looked really similar. They were using the same names for their groups and protests. They were also using a lot of the exact same imagery and the exact same language describing the groups in totally different states. And maybe most importantly, a lot of these Facebook groups and website domains popped up in really quick succession. Like, it wasn't like they were sort of inspiring each other. They were being created at the exact same time.
And who was creating these websites and Facebook groups?
So in the case of Facebook, you've seen over 100 of these groups pop up in the last 2 weeks, and some of the biggest of these Facebook groups have been created by the Doerr brothers. Now, the Doerr brothers, Ben, Christopher, Aaron, and Matthew Doerr, are part of this Minnesota family that runs a number of successful gun rights advocacy groups and charities that bring in a lot of money by rallying around ideas like the National Rifle Association isn't pro-gun enough, so they're pretty far right. What they appear to have done here is that they've taken a pretty large online audience base in their existing Facebook groups and used it to populate new Facebook groups, creating a kind of data harvesting feedback loop where current Facebook group members are prompted to go to new websites to give their data for fundraising and organizing. And these efforts have now fed into growing support from more familiar names like FreedomWorks and Tea Party Patriots, right? Conservative groups that by now are really well resourced and established and part of the sort of political machinery of the right.
Well, when you bring up the Tea Party, it does sound like some of this is sort of business as usual in the world of politics. Is there something unique about the way in which these anti-stay-at-home order protests are happening right now?
I think what's notable and unique here is that a lot of the way these protests around the country were first reported on, they appeared organic and spontaneous. And while that is partially true, there are real people who are showing up to these protests with real frustrations about stay-at-home orders and economic hardship. When you look carefully at how these protests were organized, you see a high level of coordination. And especially in 2020, it's important to understand the somewhat artificial origins of what might become a larger political movement and tapping into very real feelings of people around the country, and that we're probably going to see even more astroturfing mixed in with the real stuff as the year goes on into the election.
That is Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for us at Here and Now. Ben, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.